USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Russian authorities are confirming a death toll above 140 now since Friday's terrorist attack at a packed rock concert hall in Moscow. Radical Islamist leaders with ISIS-K claiming credit for the attack. Vice President Kamala Harris with reporters over the weekend.
What has happened in an act of terrorism and the number of people who've been killed is obviously a tragedy, and we should all send our condolences to those families.
In the wake of the attack, Russian authorities have been pointing the finger at Ukraine as a bloody ground war between the two countries continues. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accusing Russia of trying to shift blame. Millions of Americans across the Plain States and upper Midwest dealing with intense winter weather conditions early this week. Heavy snowfall was forecast to hit areas in and around Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Minnesota Sunday, bringing anywhere between 3 and 7 inches of new snow. Meanwhile, blizzard conditions are making driving dangerous for roughly 100 miles or so along two major east-west interstate highways in South Dakota and western Nebraska. After days of battling uncontrollable wildfires, West Virginia finally sees a glimmer of hope as much-needed rain entered the forecast. The West Virginia Emergency Management Division took to social media announcing the arrival of rainfall after enduring poor air quality and widespread wildfires since Wednesday. The Princess of Wales revealing she's been diagnosed with cancer. Now, there are notes of concern from world leaders.
An outpouring of support continues to come in from around the world for Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales.
This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately.
Kate is 42 years old. The Princess is taking preventative chemotherapy.
USA's Laura Winters. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
One Republican lawmaker saying Americans should consider their own level of safety in the wake of the ISIS-K Moscow terror attacks Friday. The attack left more than 140 people dead at a jam-packed rock concert.
I asked our commanding general in the Middle East about ISIS's capacity to project attacks from Afghanistan. He said that in as little as 6 months, and it turned out to be closer to 6 days, that ISIS from Afghanistan, with little or no warning, could attack Western interests across Asia and Europe.
The potential for a major financial windfall, a Trump company is going public.
The social media company founded by former President Trump is set to become publicly traded through a merger. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation granted approval on Friday for the merger with Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of the Truth Social platform. Trump's ownership in the merged entity would encompass approximately 80 million shares valued at around $3 billion.
USA's John Schaefer. The National Park Service is being sued for not accepting cash payments at parks across the U.S. Three people filed a lawsuit earlier this month claiming the Park Service is breaking federal law by not accepting cash for entry to various monuments, parks, and historic sites. The trio filed a lawsuit after their cash payments were rejected at locations in Arizona, Georgia, and New York. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.